Evergreen Lodge reminded me of this movie called Dirty Dancing, which my mom had made both me and Lauren watch the second we turned 12. It had been Mom's favorite movie as a kid. And sometimes I wondered if that movie was the entire reason my mother had fallen in love with my dad. She must have walked into Evergreen Lodge the first time and envisioned Baby and Johnny doing their iconic lift in the center of the lobby and just said, "That's it. I'm in." Of course, Mom and Dad's romance hadn't worked out quite as well as the one depicted in the movie. My parents were currently in the midst of finalizing their divorce, which was the entire reason Lauren and I were here. Usually we came in the summer, because my mom liked hiking better than skiing. But we'd been here a few times in February so that Lauren and I could learn to ski, which was one of my dad's favorite things. This was the first time I had seen the place all done up for the holidays, though. Normally, I loved Christmas and would relish this cozy, merry atmosphere. With the way things were in my life right now, though, I was not in the mood. Christmas was over, and I sort of wished the staff had already demarried the place. A family of four walked through the doors behind us, toting their skis and snowboards, the parents laughing and holding hands with ruddy faces and windswept hair. My heart panged. How could people be walking around all happy and carefree when everything was falling apart? "Let's get you two settled," Loretta said, clasping her hands. She pivoted on her heel and led us across the lobby. "I've reserved one of the bigger rooms on the third floor for you. It has fantastic views of the mountains and the lake. Not that I expect you'll be spending much time in your room, what with everything going on around the resort."
"Wait. Our room?" Lauren said. "As in one room?"
"Yes. I reserved just the one this time," Loretta said, glancing back over her shoulder at us with an expression that told us there would be no arguments. "Your parents thought it would be good for the two of you to spend some time together. You know, family time." Heat flared through my entire body. How hypocritical could our parents be? Right now, at this very moment, they were literally splitting up our family. They had shipped us off the day after Christmas for the express purpose of dividing their things, boxing up my dad's stuff, moving him out. Because of them, there would never be family time again. So why did Lauren and I have to suffer?
"You've got to be kidding me," Lauren scoffed.
"Do you have any idea how hypocritical that is?"
"Lauren,"
I scolded under my breath, though I was more annoyed that my sister had the guts to say what I didn't.
"What?
You know it's true," Lauren said as we stepped into the elevator. There was a giant wreath hung on the back wall, full of glittering berries and fake cardinals. An instrumental version of "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas" played through the overhead speakers. Loretta hit the button for the third floor and sniffed.
"Girls, whatever your thoughts on your parents' current situation, you must understand this is difficult for them too. They're both doing the best they can.
If throwing us out and forcing us to share the same room for a week is the best they can do, then we have serious problems," I thought. I glanced at Loretta. Maybe I could ask my grandmother if I could come live with her. Maybe if I spent my last year and a half of high school with Loretta, I'd become poised and sophisticated by osmosis. And one day, I could take over Evergreen Lodge and run the ice skating competitions each January and the S'mores and Scares campfire nights at Halloween and the movies under the stars on summer weekends. Loretta looked back at me.
"We should get you an appointment at the salon while you're here, Tess. I don't know what's going on with that hair."
Lauren laughed. Or maybe not.